Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second, the first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Gene Mauch. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ralph Hamner. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ralph Hamner. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skins for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn juggles the ball. That's an error on Sparn. Waitkus moves to third. Jeffcoat moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive towards right. Holmes catches it and throws to Torgerson, who throws to third to double up Jeffcoat. Waitkus scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to third. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Hamner reaches second base with a double. Lowry scores. Mauch goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-1 in the game. Skins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamner moves to third. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Skins moves to second. Bill Voisel now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to home to get Hamner. Skins moves to third. Waitkus moves to second. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Skins scores. Waitkus scores. Jeffcoat moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a line drive towards first. Waitkus catches it and throws to second to double up Heath. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing takes first base on ball 4. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hamner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Voisel moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Voisel scores. Stanky moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanky scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skins hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sokold hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nicholson. Sokold moves to second. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sokold moves to third. One out. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a line drive towards short. Mock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Skeffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson bunts towards first. Waitkus fields the ball and throws to Hamner covering. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Elliott moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Cliff Chambers now pitching. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Phil Massey pinch hits for Bill Sokold. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skins hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Sisti reaches second base with a double. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisti moves to third. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisti scores. Stanky moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanky scores. Holmes moves to third. It's Cubs, 6, Braves, 6. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields it and throws to second for the out. Holmes scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Braves. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from Skeffing and he is out, Mock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Russell who is chasing the ball. Lowry reaches third base with a triple. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Gene Mock. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 6. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Smalley now playing shortstop. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath strikes out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker pinch hits for Jess Dobernik. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 6. The Braves will come to bat. Russ Meyer now pitching. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Voisel hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 6. the Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.